Hey, welcome to The Conversation. This is Andy Mason, and you're listening to Authentic Conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. This episode, I'm really going to do part two of the last episode, which was finding sense or making sense of pain and mess. Last episode, we talked through the pain side of that and really what is God wanting to teach us in the middle of this. The dumbest thing is to go through pain and not learn anything. It's not minimizing the pain. It's just saying that in all things, God's got something for us. The kingdom is always advancing. And what I'm seeing is there is so many things that God is wanting us to learn and grasp a hold of and grow in, primarily being one is intimacy, two is authority and power. And we're going to see that model. But the second step, which is what we're talking about today, is part two of that, which is stopping, looking back, and I'm going to literally walk you through what I have learned. So the gratitude part, what I'm so grateful for this year, and two, what I've learned, and then walk you through a simple process where you can do the same. So I trust you enjoy it. And this is actually part of the recordings that we do for the Heaven and Business membership platform. You can actually access that entire platform yourself by jumping on heavenandbusiness.com/free-trial. You can try that for a period of time for free. We will actually remind you to cancel unless you're absolutely delighted with it. So don't worry about getting tricked into something. We will remind you, but check it out. It will help you grow with God in business and grow your influence wherever you are, from daily or Monday motivations that we send out each week, weekly strategic global prayer, and then this focused content, and of course, the entire library of content of growing with God, growing an identity, growing your business, and growing an influence. So enjoy this episode. Hey, welcome to this session. I'm going to unpack some more about making sense of pain and mess. In the previous session, what we did is we unpacked whatever you're going through. You've been going through this year, the difficulty, the challenges, that is life. 2020 has been a crazy one in terms of increased challenges that we have all faced. But in all of this, here's the real quick summary from the previous session is that God is doing a work. He is always at work. His kingdom is always advancing. So the most challenging thing is to go through pain and then not learn what we could have learned through it. So it's to pause, have a look and say, Holy Spirit, what are you teaching me? What do you want me to learn? And what we see in Song of Solomon 8:5, it says this scripture, who is this coming from the wilderness leaning on her beloved? So priority number one of coming in through difficult situations, through pain and mess, is that we grow in intimacy with Jesus. We're leaning on him more. I want him to tenderize my heart through the situation, regardless of what's happening externally. I want to get through, regardless of the situations, a greater intimacy and connection with God. And number two is, I love this, when Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, it says in Luke 4:14 that when he came out of the wilderness, he came in the power of the Holy Spirit. So that when we come out of this year, come out of whatever we've had to walk through, whatever pain, whatever mess, whatever difficulty, whether we've caused it or someone else has done it to us, or it's just happened in life, I want to come out of this situation in a greater authority and the walking in the power of Jesus. So these are a couple of things, quick summary from last week. Now, what I want to do is this week is want to talk to you about on the other side of that is, yes, there's pain. Yes, there's difficulty. But it doesn't matter what we walk through. I can have a perspective of looking at what God has done. And that's simply by pausing and reflecting on what has happened and looking for the good, no matter what the circumstance. This is actually a key to finding joy in all situations or all circumstances, is pause and reflect and look for the good. Look for what I can be grateful about. And so I'm going to model that for you and then give you some questions at the end that you can unpack and reflect for yourself so that we get through this and know a real clear picture of what I can start doing, stop doing, and keep doing. What do I need to protect in the middle of this? So first thing for me this year is, there's a picture right there of my family. One of the things that I'm really grateful for is the connection that I've had with my kids. I'm not traveling.
I was traveling 1 week per month. Now I'm not traveling. I've been with my family, got to see them. Oh, being isolated, we had to create our own fun. So that's one of the celebration festivals that we had during the year. And so we can't go anywhere. So what we did is we got dressed up ourselves and played some games in our own front lawn that my daughter made. And you can see, it's just like we get dressed up. You can guess what we are. That was purely amongst ourselves. But the way to be creative, the way to better do things, the way to better move and lean into relationships that we're with in proximity for an extended period of time, the key that I learned was being intentional. So the fun, the connections, the way that my kids are playing with one another, that at the start of the year, they wouldn't have done it like that, going to walks with one another. That has just been priceless in that proximity and connection and time with family. You can just never take away. I am grateful for that. Second thing I'm grateful for is in the middle of this year, in the middle of everything else going on, we had a wildfire that took off in the back, just over the hill, over the back of our house. And that had happened like 2 years ago. So all of this stuff triggered. So it had the potential to be a really traumatic experience. But what happened this time is I was sitting on the front lawn watching as I could see these billows of smoke. And then these planes came in, and these the firefighting planes, they're huge planes. And they would come and circle literally over our house and then go up and over the ridge and bomb this fire with their red fire retardant. And then they'd come back over our house. So literally they circled around my house, and I could look on Flight Radar, which is a app that you can get on your phone. You can see that literally the tracks where these planes are going, and you could see the dot for my house, and you could see this tracking of these planes that literally went around my house, then bombed the fire, then came back around my house. And I have this revelation of Psalm 91. His massive arms surrounding me in the middle of fire, in the middle of COVID, in the middle of racial craziness, in the middle of political upheaval. Psalm 91 is so real for me. And I had this revelation. I'm so grateful for those planes. But what kicked it to another whole level is one of my team actually Googled those planes, and it turns out that plane number 911, the tail, on its tail, was the plane that was circling me at the time. So as I'm having a revelation about Psalm 91, that he who makes the Lord his shelter, his place, who delights in the Lord, Lord surrounds us. We sit under the shadow. He is a shelter around me. As I'm praying, God, release Crew 91, Psalm 91, which is the angelic, that they would surround me in the midst of everything I'm facing. What I didn't know is that plane 911 was the one that was circling. I am incredibly grateful that in the midst of this difficulty, opposition, I love it when God just takes me up and removes me out of it. But sometimes, even in the middle of the tough, difficult situations, I have this revelation that God and his angel armies are encamped around me, and I will not suffer harm. Though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, it will not come against me in the natural and in the spiritual. And that just, I don't know, you just can't beat, you can't replace that, can't take that away. If I have to go through what I've gone through again, just for that, it is worth it. If I go through just for what's happened in my family, it is worth it. Do I want to go? No. But the value, it just changes my perspective and releases this gratitude towards God in all circumstances. Here's another one is I haven't been able to travel this year. I love traveling. I actually really enjoy it. I love meeting people in different countries. We've got to go to Switzerland, Germany, and Krasnoyarsk in Russia, where I've been to England, where I've been to Dubai, where I'm going to Singapore, and seeing believers in every place lit up with partnering with God in their place of work and growing an influence. It's been so much fun. But because this year I could not travel, I got to explore more of my own backyard. One of those trips I got to run is like a half marathon there and back up to this high altitude lakes in the Trinity Alps, which is in behind where I live. and it was majestic. It was so beautiful. It's almost like, am I in America? Am I in Switzerland? Am I in New Zealand? It is pristine. It is beautiful. It is remarkable. And I can get to pause and reflect and be so grateful that I got to do that. Not only that, but I'm doing that far more as a result and getting to slow down and just experience the beauty all around me. A forced slowdown. I remember I used to have so little time. I'm just like, okay, I'm going for a run. I'm going for a mountain bike ride. And then during this time, I actually sensed the Lord saying, Andy, just walk. And so I'm at the back of my house going for a walk in nature, and I'm starting to realize I've never seen this before. I've never seen the beauty that's all around me before. Why? Because every other time I was either on my mountain bike or I'm running. And when I'm on a mountain bike, I've got to pay attention to the trail. Otherwise, I'm going to crash. When I'm running, I've got to pay attention to the trail. Otherwise, I'm going to trip and fall. When I'm walking, I can slow down. I can look all around me. I can hear the birds. I can see the butterflies. What happened? Because of this forced slowdown, I get to experience more of what is all around me. I am grateful. And that just changes my perspective. What are you grateful for? So that's firstly, is that attitude of gratitude just changes perspective, releases joy in all circumstances, which means that I have learned. What have I learned? I've learned that I can thrive in any circumstance, whether I'm in lockdown, whether I've got to wear a mask or not wear a mask, whether there's political upheaval or not political upheaval, whether there's craziness going around me or not, whether there's medical challenges all around me, doesn't matter what I go through. If I am intentional and I'm aware of this, I can thrive no matter what the circumstance. Now, Peter singing in the middle of a prison changes the atmosphere. I heard a testimony from a friend of he was in the back of a vehicle driving through Rwanda at the end of the genocide. It's still craziness, roving gangs, and this husband and wife in front of him driving. Wonderful people, but because of the stress and anxiety, they're starting to argue and fight over where do we find our location. And then it goes quiet. My friend is sitting in the back wishing he was not there. And suddenly the man, the husband, says, I will not lose my joy. And just that declaration in the middle of a crazy and anxious environment changed the atmosphere, and they got where they needed to go. But they had something on the inside that affected what was outside. I can thrive no matter what the circumstance if I'll be intentional and maintain this atmosphere. The kingdom of God is within me and affects everything around me. That's my source of joy. That's my source of hope. That's my source of peace. Regardless of what my bank balance says, regardless of what the health of my family says, regardless of what the community around me says, I can thrive no matter what the circumstance. That's one learning. Another learning this year has been incredible. I've been confronted with some of my addictions. Now, I'm not addicted to cigarettes or alcohol, but I realized I've been addicted to results. I've been addicted to some of the meetings that I've had. And by removing that from my life, because we can't do events like we could in the previous year, because I can't travel, it stripped me of some of the results that I have become accustomed to, or that fed me, that fed something in me. And when that was stripped away, I become so aware, oh my gosh, I'm addicted to results. I'm addicted to accomplishing things. And I got to realign with God. My value is in what He says, period. I get to do these things, but my security, my identity, my value is based in Him alone. Another thing is I got confronted this year. It's like because of the political situation, because of so many different opinions, it didn't matter what I said, I'm going to upset people. And oh my gosh, I don't want to go into the details. Some of the things, it was incredible saying something that was seemingly completely not offensive, but people got triggered and upset. What did that confront in me? My addiction to pleasing people. There was nothing that I could do. I'm going to upset people regardless of how kind and gentle I am. Misunderstandings, misinterpreted, all of that happened this year. So I got to get free of my need to please people. This is what I'm going to do. I will love you and I respect you, but this is what I do because this is what's right for me and my family and the community that we live in. A third thing that I got free from is my addiction to activity of just doing things. This year, working from home, changing the environment, changing the team, changing the structure, I realized how much I'm addicted to just doing. And this stripped that away, and I had to face myself and pause. If you went through quarantine, you'd realize the same. It's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now? And picking up a book and starting to read again. And God starting to speak through so many different books and other things that I can do. And just learning to play and have fun and realizing I can pause my day. I don't have to work like I did. I'm not traveling in and out of the office. I've actually got more time, which means I can pause and go for a run, pause and go for a walk, pause and play with my kids, pause and play with the dog. That this addiction to just doing has got to end. I'm free. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. And I'm learning. I have a greater measure of freedom than I ever knew beforehand. What's another thing I've learned is Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That has become so real and so alive. I don't live by my strategic business plan alone. I don't live by my salary, by my paycheck alone. I don't live by my bank balance alone. I don't live by whatever the government does or doesn't do, but I live from the word of God. It's his word that sustains me. His word sustains me through a paycheck or through a business idea or through a strategic plan. But because my anchor, my source is his word, it doesn't matter what the other things do because I still have his word. So the priority of hearing what he is saying and then translating that into practical strategies in my day, which actually turned into a course, Hey God, What Now? Now, it just blows my mind, the strategies, the pivoting, the different things that we did this year because I heard the voice of God and adjusted what we're doing according to his word, strategies in my day, strategies in how we adjusted, strategies in even to pause and not run into some marketing campaign because I just feel this hesitation because I'm living from the voice of God, not from any external thing that I could do that would feed or sustain me. His word is what does. I was reminded again, waking up anxious, doing these things and hear this phrase go through my head. That story of Mary and Martha. Martha, Martha, you're busy and anxious with much activity, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen the better thing. What did Mary do? Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to his voice. Will you do the same? It's his voice that will sustain you. His word that sustains our very being. Will I listen? Here's another one. So much happened this year is we were confronted in things that we could not do. Literally a pruning, cutting of team, cutting of activities, cutting of things that we used to take for granted, forced us to look at ourselves and go through what is it that we're doing? What is it that's bearing fruit? What are the non-negotiable things that I must protect at all costs? And what it did for us personally and as Heaven Business Team is refined and aligned our priorities. One of the simple things is I was just reviewing, even when in the middle of all this stuff, we lost our entire website platform, terminated, destroyed. We had to rebuild it from scratch. But what that process did, so the pain of the pruning actually produced something beautiful. What was that? As we're rebuilding it, we're starting to look again at what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it. And I start to realize there's this statement that was the top of the page that says something around building a growing global community, growing in business with God. And I looked at that and realized that's wrong. That's not what we're about. We don't exist to help you grow in business with God. We help you to grow with God in business. And I reversed that, and something on the inside of me just locked in like that archer lining up on the arrow. That's what this, the gift of this year has done, is helped me realign. And what that has then done and realized, oh, I've got some of these activities that are great activities, that are good things, that there's good outcomes, but they're one degree off our core mission and purpose and priority. So I get to align, I get to focus and relook at what it is I'm doing and cut the things that I know those are good things. It's painful to cut those off, but they're not our core business. This is what is. And I align my team around that. I align my activities around that. I align all that I'm doing because this is the number one thing that we're aiming at. I heard this message from a friend. He said, excellence is being single focused. Most businesses fail because we get so diverse, so focused on so many things, we miss the one thing. What is that one thing I'm going to launch, sell, serve, focus on that? I also learned that I have built what I've done, built heaven and business based on the people rather than based on the vision. So rather than keeping my target, I've broadened the target because of the people, rather than saying, no, this is the white hot core molten lava target. We equip you to partner with God in your place of work and grow in influence. We do that through courses, conferences, retreats, online and offline, and this membership platform that you're watching right now. But that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. What about this thing? No, because that is what we're doing. And the clearer that I can get focused on that, the better that everything else has become. What's the point? Is if I will focus, if I'll look at all that's gone this year, I can start to realize, oh my gosh, yes, I'm pruned. Yes, I feel like a rose bush that is cut back to almost, that it feels a naked rose bush in the middle of winter. But I can see my vision is aligned. I can see my priorities aligned. My focus is realigned. I've got a stronger connection with my family. I've got a greater sense of freedom from all of the results, from the accomplished things, from the things that fed me in an unhealthy way. I'm locked back into the main thing, which means I'm positioned for significant increase. But this time, my increase is locked into, where does that come from? My source is God himself. I seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, aligning my life and my business with what he's called me to, and he causes the increase. And I can lock in on that, and I've got joy, and I've got peace, and I've got hope, and that changes everything. So what about you? I could carry on, and I'm realizing, oh, and I learned this, and I learned that, and I learned this, and like, yes, how I so want to be in next year, but this is now to pause and reflect. So I want you to go through the same exercise. So firstly, let's just pause and reflect. When you look at this year, when you look at yourself, what do you see? For me, I've got the image of myself as a naked rose bush that has been pruned back. All of this, what I thought was healthy growth, healthy expansion, like grow, green everywhere. I've been pruned. Even the good things have been cut back. That's how I see myself. But then when I ask God, say, God, what do you see? I hear him say, well done, good and faithful. You've been faithful this year to do what I've asked you to do. You've leaned in, even though it's been painful and difficult. And I see him looking at me, and I just see a naked rose. He just sees this rose bush about to bud and flourish and now aligned with what he's doing. And I start to realize I was about to grow in ways and in directions that would have sabotaged what God wants to do in me. Now I'm positioned. Some of the connections that have happened as a result of this year have been incredible, that position me for what's next. So what do you see? And then pause and say, Holy Spirit, Father God, when you look at me, when you look at my business, my family, my life, what is it that you see? And then pause on that, write that down, and then ask yourself, what can you do to align your perspective with God's perspective in you and your business and your life and your community and all that you're doing with your family. How can you align those two together? So that's step number one. Secondly, when you look back through this year, I know there's been pain and difficulty. I don't want to minimize that, but I do want us to pause and look at again in all that's happened this year. What are you grateful for? What are some of the things that you're saying, Father, thank you so much for this and this and this? I want you to take 5 minutes and just pause and reflect on those things that would have never happened otherwise. That connection with your family, that reconnection with someone, that new business idea that you've launched, whatever those things are, write them down, the things that you're grateful for. And then second part of this, what have you learned? What have you learned this year that you could have never learned otherwise? What has happened in you or around you that would have never happened had it not been to walk through some really painful situations? I'm reflecting on some of the things that I've learned around race and racial reconciliation and some of the books that I would never come across if I hadn't walked through some of the painful conversations that I had no idea that I would have had at the start of this year. What are some of the things that you've learned? And then finally, what will you start doing, stop doing, and keep doing? As I've realigned my priorities with what we're doing with Heaven and Business, with what I'm personally doing in my business, as I realign, there's some things that I need to start doing. And I'm starting to lean into those and do them. Take risk. It's vulnerable. It's uncomfortable. But I know God's called us to do that. And I'm starting to do those. There's some things that we need to stop doing. I've had to cancel some things. And some things I've canceled, I'm not going to bring back once the situation changed, because I know those are no longer the direction. They're good things, but they're not our priority. So what will you start doing? Will you stop doing? And then what will you keep doing? What are those non-negotiable things that through this period you realize this is the white hot core molten lava center? These are the non-negotiable things. These are the most important things in my life. I'm not going to lose that. So I need to protect that. How are you going to protect that? How are you going to make that a priority in your life? Because if it's not your priority and if you don't protect your priorities, you will end up living someone else's. So Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for this year. Thank you for the pain and the difficulty and the mess. I ask that you'd heal our hearts. It causes us to remain soft and humble and open. They would walk through this closer connected to you and in a greater measure of authority and power in all that we step into. And Father, I ask you to clarify, just bring great clarity around the things that we're to start doing, stop doing, and keep doing. And that from this moment, we just walk forward with greater joy, greater peace, greater confidence, greater clarity. Character, greater perseverance, and in all things, Lord, let your kingdom advance through us.